This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
And good Wednesday morning to you across the state of Michigan this December 12th of 2018. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us. Steve out today. Coming up on this hour, we'll talk with Julie Gunlock from the Independent Women's Forum, Dr. Bruce Hartman, author of the book Jesus and Company, Connecting the Lessons of the Gospel with Today's Business World. And Ron Rademacher joins us to also inform us on things happening all across Michigan. There's some ice fishing to talk about, if I read the old report correctly. So all that coming up here in hour number two. Again, my name is Scott Bertram. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram. S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M, and the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, where I've been for just about 3 years now. Three years and just about a month. And I also teach journalism classes here. You can find my podcast, Political Beats, at National Review, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. We talk with people in and around the world of politics about our guest's favorite band or artist. And it's a lot of fun. It's a little break from the world of politics, and we just talk about music. If you're a big, big music fan, that's a podcast for you. Political Beats is what it's called. Most recent episodes on Radiohead and Queen, and we tape one on The Clash today. So that'll be out on Monday. Subscribe via iTunes, Google Play, or elsewhere. Make sure you see it, hear it when it comes out. We'll be listening to audio through the morning from this conversation/confrontation between President Trump, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer in the Oval Office yesterday. I have one story from the New York Times, some feedback from the National Review, Rich Lowry writing, and I'll tell you a bit about what I think, too, of course. Let's hear some of the audio once again. Cut two here. This is Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, and President Donald Trump yesterday in the White House Oval Office.
Post today gave you a whole lot of Pinocchios because they say you constantly misstate how much the wall is built, how much of the wall is built, and how much is there. But that's not the point here. We have a disagreement about the wall,
Washington,
whether it's effective or whatever. Not on border security, but on the wall. We do not want to shut down the government. You have called 20 times to shut down the government. You say, I want to shut down the government. We don't. We want to come to an agreement. If we can't come to an agreement, we have solutions that will pass the House and Senate right now and will not shut down the government. And that's what we're urging you to do. Not threaten to shut down the government because you can't get
the
your
last
way.
Time you shut it down, you
yeah, let me say something, Mr. President. You just say my way or we'll shut down the government. We have a proposal that Democrats and Republicans will support to do a CR that will not shut down the government. We urge you to take it.
And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
It is very good border security.
And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
All right. President Trump, Chuck Schumer, back and forth. Nancy Pelosi in the room as well. President saying, if it's not good border security, I won't take the deal. This is important. This is the wall. This is, as the Washington Post says today, where's this story? It's now or never. Trump faces a moment of truth on his border wall. This is his stand. And just after that last back and forth between President Trump and Chuck Schumer, here's more. Cut three.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely. Fair enough.
And I am proud, and I'll tell you what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down. It didn't work. I will take the mantle of shutting down. And I'm going to shut it down.
All right. I will take the mantle for shutting down the government. Now, generally in a government shutdown, generally, you want to try to paint the opposing side as being the one responsible for a shutdown. People don't like the shutdown. Now, here's the thing. If it shut down, people would probably barely know. Illinois' government, just going back to, I was born and bred in Illinois, Illinois' government operated without a budget for about 2 years. And nobody, by and large, knew the difference. Nationally, federally, last time it happened, or one of the last times it happened, you remember President Obama shutting down the memorials and not allowing war heroes to see the memorials. There are certain things you can do to make it tougher on people. But still, by and large, people don't like to hear the government shut down. So you want to say, it's not me, it's them. The president stepping forward and say, I will shut down. I'll be proud to shut it down. I'll take the mantle. It will be difficult if this does come to fruition to try to blame Democrats for the shutdown. But clearly, this is the strategy of the president. He thinks that the wall and border security is so important of a topic, so important of an issue, that if he does go to the mattresses, so to speak, and shut down, and not come to an agreement, which leads to a shutdown, that he'll still be on the winning side of the issue. The New York Times this morning, and this is just to give you some idea of the conventional wisdom, the media wisdom after yesterday's discussion. Five takeaways from Trump's meeting with Pelosi and Schumer. First takeaway, Trump knows tension makes good television. It's true. People were tuned in. This was not supposed to be this way. It's supposed to be a private negotiation, but they did it in front of the cameras. Two, this is what divided government looks like. Indeed, Nancy Pelosi will be running the House come January, which means it'll be Pelosi, McConnell, and Trump in these leadership meetings, right? Chuck Schumer knows how to goad President Trump. This is the New York Times speaking. The two New Yorkers early on feigned a great mutual understanding and sent signals they could do business, but Schumer adopted a more confrontational posture on Tuesday. Number three, mansplained to Pelosi at your peril. I did not grab this cut. Nancy Pelosi said, don't characterize the strength I bring to this meeting. The president had said something about her not talking. Anyway, and the last one, Trump would own a shutdown via his own words. He's going to take the mantle. He will be proud to shut down the government for border security. Rich Lowry in National Review writing, the first rule of shutdown fights is never say that you want a shutdown. This rule has demonstrated its power over and over again, yet here we are. Trump stayed on the right side of the line yesterday until the very end when he let his irritation get the best of him and said he'd be happy to accept responsibility for a shutdown over wall funding. This almost guarantees Republicans will get blamed for any shutdown, probably creates more incentive for congressional Republicans to avoid one in the first place. Trump is understandably desperate to get a wall, given how important that promise was in 2016, but in all likelihood, he'll have to settle for touting incremental progress in certain sectors. That's Rich Lowry at National Review. Again, my takeaway, I don't think you want to be the one saying, I want a shutdown and I'll take the mantle. However, another key point, this is how the president's going to work in a divided government. Everything up front, everything in front of voters. No backdoor deals. And I think that's an important point here to take away. Steve Gruber Show, Scott Bertram, in for Steve.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
Hey ladies, wives, moms, girlfriends, aunts, daughters, or any combination of. Do you have that guy who never tells you what they want for Christmas? Not Just Guns has a perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for guy. Not Just Guns on Cedar and 127 in Mason is the one-stop holiday shop for the shooter or hunter in your life. We can help you find the perfect gift, or simple in-and-out gift card purchases make checking that guy off your list fast, and he'll be happy. At Not Just Guns in Mason, everyone gets treated with kindness and respect, not just during the holiday when Santa's watching. It's an all-year thing for us. We're always on Santa's nice list, and you will be too when you buy gifts from Not Just Guns. Not Just Guns will spend the time to get you exactly what he wants, fast, easy, and with the best service and prices around. Don't get caught on the naughty list shopping somewhere else for all the shooters and hunters in your life. Hey, Santa shops at Not Just Guns, and you should too. At Cedar and 127 in Mason. Merry Christmas from Not Just Guns.
Ho, ho, ho.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to greatlakesjc.org. That's greatlakesjc.org. greatlakesjc.org.